From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to our gospel program where we let the Word of God speak to our hearts. John chapter 6, the verses 30 to 42, is the portion we are looking at today. And the topic is Opposition to Christ Begins to Grow. You see, the shadow of the cross is beginning to fall upon the Savior's ministry. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we will continue our study of the book of Job, which we just began last week, and I hope also to play another excerpt from the sermon tape we are offering free to our listeners, The Priority of Pardon. It's based on Matthew chapter 9 and the verse 2. Now let's have a hymn. It's from the Reverend William McCrae, and it's entitled Pass Me Not, O gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, to pass me by. Trusting only in thy merits, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comforts, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but to thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another's all calling, do not pass me by.
Let's turn then to John chapter 6 and the verses 30 to 42. As I said, our subject this morning is Opposition to Christ Begins to Grow. Let us read these verses together. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread, which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? May the Lord bless the reading of these verses to all of our hearts. The attitude of the people listening to Christ and asking him questions has begun to change. Their apparent interest, as expressed in verse 28, and the request contained in verse 34, is now giving way to growing hostility. The word murmur in verse 41 is a word taken from the sound made by cooing doves. I'm sure you have heard them. There was this rumbling amongst the crowd as they began to mutter one to another in their growing annoyance at what Christ was saying. First of all, this annoyance began with his call to faith in himself. When the people asked, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Verse 28. They expected something other than what they heard. Nothing runs more contrary to man's notion of religion than to be told that to believe in Jesus is the sum total of true religion. The answer of Christ in verse 29 is immediately followed by a challenge from the people. Give us proof of who you are. This coming from a people who have just witnessed the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 shows how man's heart is set against believing in Christ. Had the Savior said, Do this work and that work, engage in this ritual and that ritual, and pay this amount to the church treasury, then they would have been happy enough. But he called them to faith in him, and they began to bristle with opposition. The sinful heart of man is against simply believing in Christ for salvation. Secondly, their annoyance is seen immediately in their response to his call to faith. What sign showest thou? Verse 30. The word thou in the Greek is emphatic. They were saying, Just who are you to tell us to believe in you? The sneer is never far beneath the surface of the unbelieving heart. Please note that man says, Let me see, and then I will believe. That's not the way of faith. God's way is believe, and then you will see. At the end of this chapter, we have an example of this truth. The outcome of this present discussion between the people and Christ is that from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Verse 66. As they leave the Savior, he turns to the 12 apostles and asks them, Will ye also go away? Verse 67. Peter's answer displays the proper relationship between faith and seeing or knowing. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Verses 68 and 69. Believe and are sure? That's God's order. Assurance belongs only to those who believe on, who trust in, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thirdly, the people display a little knowledge of the Word of God, but sadly, they misinterpret it. The quotation they give comes from Psalm 78, the verses 24 and 25. But having a head knowledge of the Word of God can go along with rejecting the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Christ takes up the subject of the manna, to which the people had referred, and seeks to show the people that while God gave their forefathers bread from heaven in the wilderness for their physical nourishment, there is a bread that the Father would give to the world for the nourishment of the soul. That bread, thus given of God, is the true bread from heaven. The manna in the wilderness was but a symbol of the bread of life. The people then said, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Verse 34. But that enthusiasm evaporated the instant Christ indicates that he is the bread of life. Verses 41 and 42 show the people's reaction to the Savior's introduction of himself as the bread of life. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Verse 41. Friends, that same reaction is seen still amongst men. Tell folk that they may work and contribute to their own salvation by their religious activities, and you will be a most popular preacher. But tell them that salvation is not found in anything that we may do, but is found only in a total and utter reliance upon Christ by faith. And you will be met by murmuring and a withdrawing from you and a rejection of what you have to say. It happened to Christ, and it has happened ever since to everyone who faithfully preaches the message of Christ. Today, you may find salvation by trusting in the Lord Jesus. I would imagine that everyone listening to me today has eaten some bread already for the sustaining of their bodies. You opened your mouth, and you took it in. Faith is a spiritual partaking of Christ, the bread of life. Think on this word, and may Christ give you understanding of it. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.